on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, talking today here, Riley County Commission, as we have Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez joining us on the program. Good to have you on.
Well, good to be here.
And later in the show, as I understand, second half of the show, Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins is scheduled to join us as well. So looking forward to that here. Busy week, busy time really for you guys on the commission right now.
Oh, yeah.
Budget planning right now.
Oh, boy, it is. A lot of budgeting, a lot of it. And it's going to be a challenge.
Yep. And it always seems to be here. And one of the things we talked about a lot last month here was regarding Senate Bill 190, which kind of has to do with the tax lid and the way dollars have been taken away from the counties here in Kansas for years. You want to talk a little bit more further on that bill here today?
Yeah, the local ad valorem tax funds and the another one that was on cigarettes and tobacco and alcohol that were supposed to, the funds, the counties collected, cities collected, they sent it back to the state. And back in 65, I believe, in 67, these laws they were passed back there. And we had for years been receiving a portion of it back to be able to administer that properly and help us in not having to raise taxes. But somewhere around 97, I think, they started taking portions of it and keeping it in the state. And in 2000, I believe they finally cut it all off and passed a couple of resolutions that said they could keep the money. And then shortly after that, they passed a tax lid. And what happened is that they did not send us the money, but we still had to do all the mandates that we were told by the state, which meant that it increased taxes, or we had to cut services, one or the other. And it's been that way. And then Senate Bill 190 coming out here just recently stated in there that the state would provide funds from this money to build bridges, roads, help counties do that, but it would be at the discretion of the Secretary of Transportation. And if you had the right qualifications, you could get the money. If you didn't, you wouldn't. When all along it was supposed to be the money that different counties were doing and receiving back, that's what they used to do with some of that to keep the taxes down. But with a tax lid, it did not help us, and we still had to do roads and bridges. And so at this point, that's what they're trying to do. We've been getting in there and trying to get a hold of representatives and senators in the state house and other people to help us to convince them that they just need to give that amount of money back to the counties. Now, they've spent probably over $2 billion belong to the counties and the cities. I know we'll never get that back. Riley County did send a letter to the governor, Kelly, requesting a audit of where the money went. We know we're not going to get that money back. All we're asking for is for the program to be reinstated where the counties can get that tax money that in those two bills back to the counties and the cities, because those bills are still in effect. They just did resolutions and other amendments that said we're not sending it back, and that's been the problem.
Now, an audit here, the purpose of that here, maybe for future years to see where the money's going here and maybe how much of a percent you guys could collect? Is that kind of your thinking here?
Well, we just wanted an audit to see where it went. Now, we knew we would never receive any of it back, but to bring it to light to the general public that what the state was doing, because everyone says taxes are too high. Well, if the state's keeping it, but they were supposed to give it back to the counties to help the counties, then they actually made the counties look like they were not following good procedures in accounting by forcing the counties to raise t- taxes, so they put the tax lid on it. And then we have to look at, you know, do we cut services or what do we do to keep the taxes low and still provide the services? Well, it makes it very difficult.
Do you believe an audit could force change in the way that they spend their money at the state level here?
We don't know. We got to get more counties on board. At this point, there's some counties that don't even realize it, or some of them that, you know, may not worry about it.
And yeah, I know you guys have talked about maybe having some conversations with some. Has that happened yet?
We're in the process.
Okay, very good. Well, I know there was a misinterpretation of the letter that we heard about late in April. That Clancy Holman had talked about. Mm-hmm. What was the misinterpretation regarding?
The misinterpretation was the way it was worded. It said in it that it would eliminate the ad valorem tax and the other taxes that were being collected to be sent back to the counties. But in the way it was worded, we wouldn't get anything anyway till after 2026, something like that. And we don't know what's going to happen because they can change their mind about it. And so we're still fighting that part, but we're trying to get a procedure and how we want to do this.
So this bill is pretty much dead here for this session.
For this session, yes.
So this is something that could be revisited here in 2020, and I imagine that's something you guys are going to be pushing for then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it'd be interesting to see what comes of that here, because I know that it's obviously handicapping not just you but several other counties here in the state here as far as, you know, budgets are always tight no matter what. I mean, mm-hmm. You're trying to pinch pennies everywhere you can.
That's right. Makes it difficult.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Well, as far as budget season concerns, I know that you've been taking requests here the last couple weeks. How is that process going for you so far?
Well, it's going okay, and there's a lot of entities that are not by statute that we have to do, but we've done before. You know, Big Lakes and the corrections part of it. That's a state funded, but we do some. You know, we try to help them a little bit. You're looking at Pawnee Mental Health, other places like that. That the problem is, things are going up in cost. You can't help it. Inflation is there. So they need more money, but we know that we're trying to keep things down so we don't have to raise taxes. But I don't know if we're going to make it.
Yeah. Well, with a tax lid on you here, I'm not exactly sure how that all works here, but does a lot of it come down to robbing Peter to pay Paul here, or how's that work?
It could be, but the only thing that's exempt from the taxes is emergency services. From the tax levy.
Okay.
But we don't want to crush that either. We want to go in there and not be able to raise taxes. But like I said, I don't know if we're going to make it.
And when does the budget have to be finalized by?
I think it's July.
July. Yeah. Okay. So you got some time here. It'll be interesting to see how that all comes together. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Marvin Rodriguez here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.